Just over a week after President Trump fired Defense Secretary Mark Esper, who warned the White House of the dangers of a rapid withdrawal from Afghanistan, Trump's new defense secretary made it official.
By January 15th, 2021, our forces, their size in Afghanistan, will be 2,500 troops. Our force size in Iraq will also be 2,500 by that same date.
That will mean 2,000 fewer troops in Afghanistan, 500 fewer in Iraq, and a far more rapid drawdown than anyone planned.
So 4 years ago, President Trump ran on a promise to put a stop to America's endless wars. President Trump is keeping that promise to the American people.
But within hours of that announcement, rockets were launched near the U.S. Embassy in Iraq, reportedly killing a child. And on Capitol Hill, the criticism was swift from both sides of the aisle, with fears the troops left behind will be more vulnerable.
This is the wrong thing to do. We want our troops home, but let's not bring them home in body bags.
I think a precipitous drawdown in either Afghanistan or Iraq would be a mistake.